This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Blowjobs all day.
I'm the same.
I'm fucking the same.
They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Squatty Gurman.
Yeah, the little bastard.
You little bastard, you.
Yeah. Great song by the Ass Ponies, Little
Yeah,
Bastard.
The little bastard, yeah.
That's a band of Jeremy manages, isn't it?
No, there's a real band called the Ass Ponies, and they have a song called Little Bastard.
Oh, okay.
That's Ass fair. Pony used to be my nickname in high school.
And college.
And after.
And when you worked at Quick Trip.
Yeah, I
mean. And.
It's a name that sticks with you.
Yeah, very good. Anyways, we have an excellent episode for everybody. I also have beside me the funniest homosexual that we all know and love, Mr. JP. Yes, sir. And Derek the Wreck Alders.
Hey, I just got an important email about a survey I got to take. I got to get out of here.
Okay.
All right, man.
See you. Bye.
See you. Have a great night.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
Yep, sure. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, he decided not to.
Well, it's not that he wanted to sit back down. It's just that he's too fat and he's going to get his momentum. Yeah, I was in his way and he fell back down in his chair.
Why don't you just shut the fuck up and call a doctor?
All right, man. All right, man. I'm sorry.
Anyways, we've got an excellent show for you guys today. We had a lot of stuff over the week that has happened, current events that are going on. We've got overrated or underrated. That's where I draw the line. Questions and preguntas is always a good draft and a shitty situation to wrap everything up.
What about a shitty draft and a good situation?
Yeah, Let's do that.
Let's change it up.
We could change it.
I mean, sure.
Like, what would you rather do? Win $10 million.
Or
they stop making Fast and the Furious movies.
Those are both good ones.
That's a toughie.
Well, I'm taking home $1 million. But no, we do have an excellent episode for you guys this week. This is the Halloween episode.
I would take the money and hire a hitman to kill Vin Diesel.
There you go.
But I don't think they'll stop.
No, they'll Paul find Walker someone didn't else, do right. it.
Yeah.
No, they'll find someone else.
A little weekend at Bernie's ass in a car.
The Rock will start.
Yeah.
The Rock will
100.
Do it.
Yeah, 100%. It'll be The Rock.
The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yes.
I guarantee it.
I saw the funniest fucking meme the other day. It was a picture of Rock in four different movies dressed the exact same.
Same way.
Same fucking way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, can we fucking get creative around here?
That's Scotty saying they don't look alike. You know,
oh, I know. Yeah. You racist.
He's fucking Samoan.
Yeah, see?
I mean, he's not white.
I didn't know that. I mean, you really didn't either.
You really dug in there.
Rocky Maivia, man. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Come on. Let's go back wrestling. It's good stuff.
Cool.
Anyways, before we get...
How come you don't have your hood on since this is the Halloween episode?
I don't wear a hood, JP.
Well, not on a daily basis.
On Halloween, he says he's a ghost.
Boo!
That's bad.
I don't know why he's got a rope in his hand.
Yeah, and there's weird. Two syllables he says before
usually
boo
they carry
that
chains.
We're not going to discuss.
Yeah. Whatever. anyways, if this is the very first time you've ever listened to one of these podcast episodes, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make very inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. This is also an adult podcast where we like to use foul language and offend as many people as we possibly can. So if you have thin skin, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thanks, bye.
And if you need some extra skin, I got lots of it.
He does. I mean, good God. It's not even insulation. It's way worse than that.
Quit while you're behind, Scotty.
Uh-huh. Anyways, before we get on to the other stuff of the show, let's get on to our week recap where we get to tell everybody what happened to us over the last week. So let's go to Mr. JP since you're so fucking anticlimactic.
Yeah, man. I smoked pot.
And bowled. Did you smoke pot out of the bowling ball?
No, I told you I don't have a bowling ball bong, man. I'm waiting for Jeremy to make me one.
That's true. Okay.
You almost bowled a 300, though.
I did almost bowl a 300. It was fucking 10 in a row, and the 11th one, I got up there and just didn't, I don't know, threw it like a fucking puss. And ended up shooting 288, but still pretty good game.
That's pretty solid,
yeah. And then the fucking lanes broke down, and I couldn't figure anything out. So I didn't even shoot 700 after shooting 288.
Yikes.
Not great, but not bad.
I mean, did you beat Derek?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Everybody beat Derek.
With your handicap, you bowled a 300 on the nose.
Yeah, that's true. With my handicap, I shot 300. Yeah.
Okay. They have handicaps in bowling, too?
Yeah, man. A lot of them. Yeah, some of them have to use those ramps.
Yeah, I was gonna say, usually they bowl on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, usually Saturday mornings, and they use those ramps. Yeah.
My cousin uses those.
Derek coaches handicap bowling.
I'm sure. I don't know. He speaks their language.
Yeah, right.
He's got a couple of those Irish guys, too.
Fucking a couple of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
See little Dougie. He's improved tremendously.
You know, he taught me how to Dougie.
Yeah, did he? Congrats. Yeah.
Awesome. In the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
You can Dougie in a
wheelchair. He's still better than me, but
I'm sure he does. Yeah.
He's got a lot of practice.
Anything else that you did? I mean, Queen, you got to have something.
I mean, went and played cards Saturday night. I went and played in a poker tournament on Friday night.
It was
a bunch of bowlers.
Nice.
Get together once a month. And that went really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I was the second guy out, but 5 minutes in, I bet.
Yeah.
I wasn't even 5 minutes in.
Man.
This fucking guy was, I hit trips on the fucking trip aces on the flop. I bet it. Pretty decent. Two clubs on the flop, hard on the turn. I was like, fuck it. And I just went all in because I was like, this fucking idiot's not going to fold.
Club draw.
Yeah, he hit his club. Mm-hmm. And
whatever.
It is what it is. And then they have a second game, but I didn't stick around for that. I went to another buddy's and played cards over there and kicked their ass. So I'm glad I made the switch.
Just a degenerate.
I'm a degenerate smoker, gambler, fucking... anal doucher.
Oh, God.
All that. Ugh. All that stuff, man. You got to stay ready, Scotty.
Okay.
You got to stay ready.
That's fine.
I had a dream about you.
That's weird.
Last night, I had to wake up and jerk off. Is that the kind of stuff you want to know?
No.
Tell me you print pictures of Scotty out.
Oh, I do.
You jerk off to them.
No, I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely
that
really is, do.
That is, it's come full circle, literally. Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. Literally.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's great. Speaking of
pictures. I put them on my ceiling and then I try to shoot them.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
With your cum, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay. That was the point.
Yeah.
But speaking of guys in pictures, did you see Derek's picture on Monday Funday?
Tears. I was laughing so hard.
That's great.
I was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, there's no way that guy wasn't at January 6th.
Actually, there was a very good reason I wasn't there. Yeah.
Oh, man. I figured you'd like that.
I liked it.
I figured you'd get a kick out of it.
I did.
I figured Derek would hate it. So that's even better. Yeah.
Derek's indifferent.
Win-win. Win-win.
Totally indifferent.
But anyways, how about you then, Derek, if JP was so anticlimactic?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry about that.
Such a letdown.
I am a letdown, man.
I watched, so I'm single. Watched something on Netflix.
Yeah?
I watched Old Dads.
How is that?
Fucking great.
Okay.
I absolutely loved it.
Never heard of it?
It's the movie with Bill Burr is in it.
Oh, I definitely want to check it out.
And he is there. He's a dad at like 50-something. It's fucking great. So we watched that. I was wrong about something.
Uh-oh.
I don't say that a lot, but Goat Simulator is fantastic.
Yes. Did you get it? Yes. Oh, I love you, man. All right. I got to get it.
I have played it for like 13 hours already.
Oh, my God.
I
was totally wrong. I fucking love it. I owe the creators of Goat Simulator 3.
Huge apology.
You know, I bet it probably is better than the second one. You know, I never played it, but man, it is. You can be other animals, but they don't call them, like, you can be a giraffe, but that's not a giraffe. It's a tall goat. Yes. And you can be a rhinoceros. That's an angry goat. It's fucking.
Do they have a squatty goat?
Not yet. That's just the goat.
We should make one.
It's just the goat.
Right.
I remember there were times where I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, this is what they. Puns. I mean, everything you can think of. It's. I love it.
All right.
My wife, she's over it.
I'm down there.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. But I love it.
Good. I'm going to check it out.
You should.
How much was it?
I paid $9.99.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm in.
I got it on Prime Day. Right on. And it was $9.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Speaking of my wife, she informed me that she had a horrible dream. She dreamed that I cheated on her and told her I wanted a divorce.
And I'm like, has she seen you?
And I'm like, I thought you said it was a horrible dream.
Yeah.
Like, we both win in this situation. Like, you get away from me and I'm getting some action. Like, but no, and then she even had a name. She said there was a lady, it was a girl named Amanda. I know like one Amanda, and that's not going to happen. So
way out of your league or
Way out of my league.
Okay.
Way out of my league.
Yeah. So, yeah, it had me dying laughing.
That's funny.
So I took it too far. She said like some shit trying to be funny, and I was just like, that's it. I'm going to Amanda's. And I just kept doing that all day. And so, again.
The next time you guys do fuck. You should just be like, oh, Amanda. I will pay you. I will give you $100.
Well, then how much is flour?
Yeah, right? You're going to have to buy a lot of flour.
I always wanted to do that at a flour shop. We're like, what do you want on the card? Be like, sorry, I called you the wrong name.
Yeah, yes. Sorry, I called you the wrong name in bed. Yes.
I also went to Wichita's Funniest Person.
Yep.
I did not compete. I want to see if there were any past winners that were going to compete. Jeremy Rush competed.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was surprised because I don't think I've seen him compete in that for a long time.
It's been a minute, probably. Yeah.
But I was like, $1,000 changes things, doesn't
it?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I wonder if anybody's going to go up that's won. And nobody's went up. And I was like, all right. So.
But this is just the first semifinal, right?
Yeah. And it looks scary, dude, because it looked like there was like maybe 20 people in there. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, Looney Bin used to be packed.
Yeah.
And then, no shit, it's like I fucking blinked, and it was full. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. There were like 14 comics, which is still a little light for what it is. Usually, anymore, there's like 18, 20. Yeah,
that's still a lot.
Yeah. But when you got some of those guys that are coming back now that probably wouldn't have done it if it was what it was. So, four got through. My favorite to win is probably, would probably be Jeremy or Bam, but we'll see. Steve, I was surprised didn't get through.
Jeremy Rush.
Yeah. Steve Peters, I was surprised didn't get through at his own bar. That was weird.
Oh, wow.
Home field advantage bullshit.
No kidding.
But I think he was just trying out new stuff.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what he gets for fucking doing the show a couple weeks ago and kicking me off.
You know what I mean? That's what happened.
I guess he won't fuck with me anymore.
And he could win, too. I mean, there's a couple of these guys, too, that are.
And what a prestigious title if they do win. I mean,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
It's a big
especially
deal.
Whenever you want to let it go and somebody else just keeps fucking mentioning it every week.
So, such a huge title that when I had my chance to actually win it, I just went 15 minutes over my time because everybody that came to see me was like, oh, fuck him, let's give him a show. I don't care if I win this fucking thing. But at that point, there wasn't $1,000 involved.
Right.
It was a fucking bracelet that fucking...
I never got mine.
Mark got
for
like $25 and engraved your name on it or whatever. Yeah. But it was trash.
That's
but,
all right.
The last thing, too, that had me laughing... my wife made me go to the store. I don't do well with this. I don't like going to the store. I fucking hate it.
The lesbian bar or Dylan's?
Dylan's. Oh. So I don't like going to the store. We went to Dylan's, and first we went to Walmart because I was taking a shit on TikTok. And not like live.
I was like, hold on, I missed that.
What?
Yeah, I was taking a shit flipping through TikTok, and somebody had posted in Walmart Snoop on a stoop. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, I send it to my wife while I'm on the shitter. And
you went to find it?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Did you find it?
They didn't, but I ordered it online.
Oh, nice.
So,
wow. Right on.
I have Snoop on a stoop, and I'm like, hey, while we're here, I'm fat. I heard the Christmas tree cakes are out.
So I got a cart full of those.
So we got a couple boxes of them shits. And as we're walking, and we did a show on like foods they don't make anymore.
Yeah.
And we're like walking towards like the back of the store, and I just see in the middle like Waffle Crisp. I'm like, oh, fuck, what? Yoink. So I snagged a big ass box of Waffle
those
Crisp.
Those are good.
Dude, I love that shit.
Yeah, man.
And then we went to Dylan's, and we're doing our shopping at Dylan's, and we're getting ready to leave. And they have this bin, and it was four for a dollar, and it was full size, like Kit Kats, Paydays, Reese's. And I was like, holy shit, why don't we just do that for trick-or-treaters?
Yeah.
Just so this is the first year. I'm super pumped. We spent $15. I bought 60 fucking Kit Kats, a combination of Kit Kats and the Reese's pumpkins.
Yeah.
And we're giving out full-size candy bars for the first time this year.
And when did you buy these?
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
And there were 60 of them?
Yeah.
I guarantee there's less than 20 left.
No, we bought 20 for us.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
There it is.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We didn't just buy 60. We're not stupid.
Yeah. No, I bought some for... We were on our way out, and I was like, we should just do that for the trick-or-treaters. She's like, I'll just load the car up, just go back in. I'm like, okay, sweet.
Okay, sweet. So good.
So you got out of having to pack the car up, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Is that it?
That's it. It was a very productive week for me this week. And then I go to Chicago.
Did you mention any new TV shows?
I've watched Old Dads.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
No TV shows, just Old Dads.
Okay, that's fair. And you said you're going to Chicago when?
Here in a couple days.
Here in a couple days. So Derek will not be on the show next week.
JP, get to rock out. We are all celebrating.
With our cocks out.
No.
Yes.
I'm finally going to do it next week, folks. No. I'm pulling my cock out.
You should. Don't be ashamed.
No, I'm not ashamed. He's not. I'm not worried about knocking all this shit off the desk.
Yeah. I think Scotty hangs on. He'll be all right.
Yeah, I hope. We'll see.
But
Scotty looks taller. That's because JP's sitting underneath him.
God. But next week.
I came the same spot on the photo.
Yeah. But next week, we will have Mr. Jeremy Joseph return. So that'll be a lot of fun with me.
Permanently. Permanently replace me, Jeremy, please.
Oh, dear God, if that would happen.
Oh, the fans would love it.
We could never get that lucky.
No way. That's what I mean. No way.
No way.
He did say, hopefully, because of his work schedule changing, he may be able to be on a lot more often. So I'll cross our fingers and hope that happens, because we all love it when it's me, JP, and Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. All of us.
Yeah.
All of us love it.
Single one of us.
Everybody here is elated with that.
Yeah. So over my weekend, I played a total of 45 holes of golf. I had to play 9 because we ran out of daylight one day. Which, I mean, you would think I would really, really enjoy it and say it was a shitload of fun, but I played like absolute shit. And it was not so much. I am still golf course like snob. I played on one of the worst golf courses I've ever played in my life. But we had to play there because Sunday's my day. Me and JP had this conversation. Oh, yeah. Sunday is the day where I don't want to do anything. I maybe want to go up to Buffalo Wild Wings and get wings and have a beer or two, and then
you
I want to go
be
home.
A Buffalo Wild Wings guy.
I do.
That place is trash.
Oh, fuck. Caribbean jerk. Such and garlic trash, parmesan.
Dude. The worst wings
I love it. But that is my day. But they got me out of bed. Tee time was at 7:10 a.m. and it's an hour away. Do the math. I had to be there.
Where was that at? Cheney?
Wellington.
Or Wellington?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that course isn't too great.
It was not great.
No.
It was not great. But you know, it still was nice. I at least got to golf. So that's that. But my favorite thing that I did over the weekend is I played a prank on my wife.
Oh, yeah?
I did. I decided that it would be funny if on the back of her car, on her back bumper, I wrote honk and wave, and right underneath that I said, she doesn't know this is here, sign the husband. And she drove to work and home without knowing that it was back there. And she said a couple of people did honk and wave, which I figured in Kansas, everybody's really friendly and they appreciate that kind of thing. It's
for sure.
You know, just fun humor. But
you're a funny guy, Scott.
I just, you know, I try to make my relationship fun because it's obviously
not.
See,
yeah, right.
She's got to put up with Derek when he comes over here.
That's
she
true.
Loves you, JP.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Loves you.
I don't blame her.
Loves you and Jeremy and all the other guys.
Well, I get you can just leave it at me.
She's faking it, Derek.
Okay.
She's just faking it. Yeah. But anyways, no, it was a lot of fun. I did clean it off 2 days later, so she had to do it for a whole nother day. But yeah, you know what? If I can give you some advice, if you want to, especially if you married like an 8 and you're a 4 or a 3, do fun stuff. Make her laugh. That's always good. And then the other thing was I did want to say as far as the Monday Fun Day this week, you guys killed it. There was a whole bunch. I got my hats off to people on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
It's on still.
What?
Your hat.
Yeah, I know. yeah, it's going to stay there, too.
And he's lying again,
lying
folks.
Lying bastard.
But the
his
thing is...
His hat is still on, let the record show.
I write the episode on Tuesdays. So I share it on Monday, so that way it gives everybody the equal opportunity to make their comments and suggestions.
You're nothing if not equal opportunity.
That's man. Right. I want equal I opportunity mm-hmm. for everybody.
Except black people.
that's so wrong. But I write the show on Tuesdays, so yeah, keep that in mind. But the other thing was there was a question that I couldn't make as a question, but as a legitimate question that a guy from Twitter, President Beetlejuice, wanted to ask Derek. He wants to know if you are Irish.
Why?
I don't know.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're not like Canadian Irish?
No, I'm Dutch. Is
Dutch?
My, yeah, Dutch really? Would be, yeah.
That's way worse than Irish.
Whatever, that's Amsterdam. You'd love to go to Amsterdam.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah,
I'd
love.
I'm Irish. I'm Irish.
You are?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
you I've look never like been. I'm 5'7", you piece of shit.
He doesn't. He looks like he knows where the end of the rainbow's at.
Yeah. Now that I know Scotty's Irish, I've never been more proud not to be Irish.
Not to be Irish.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm like, now I'm fucking Iraqi.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, other than that, I am, still on, we're on season 3 of Cheers because it's 22 episodes per season.
Yeah.
But
it's a lot of Cheers.
You should just watch that instead of play golf.
Still fucking great. It's such a great show. But that is my week. That is our week recap. Now we get to move on to the current events for this week, sports and non-sports. But the best thing out of everything that happened over this last weekend is that the Houston Astros are no longer in the Major League Baseball playoff hunt. No Astros, baby.
Boy, I watched a video of Mattress Mac fucking getting an earful.
I'm
and
sure.
And he was fucking cussing back. Like, fuck you, you motherfucker. It was great.
I'm sure it was, but I don't care. Astros will not be in the World Series. They got eliminated by the Texas Rangers, which I think that's cool because they haven't won, I don't believe.
They have not.
Never won, so I'm really excited. And then as we're recording right now, we are watching Game 7 Arizona against the Phillies. Out of those two, who would you prefer?
I want the Phillies to beat the Rangers in the World Series.
Okay.
Me too.
You want the Phillies too?
Yep.
I just like that group.
I honestly don't have I'm happy no matter how it ends up at this point.
I just love Philadelphia because it's always sunny there.
Yeah.
See what you did there.
I see too.
I like them because they're sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So stupid. They're so delicious.
Stupid.
They are.
But yeah, I don't care. I think whoever wins the World Series out of who's left, I will be happy no matter what. But I'll watch it. I'll watch the World Series. I'm excited for it.
If Arizona ends up going, then I'll root for the Rangers.
Okay. That's fair. So. Just because they never won one?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, primarily.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, I get it.
And they were like shitty the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Buck Showalter would be the first team to, or one of the first managers since like Torrey, I think, to win 4 World Series.
That's cool as hell.
That'd be cool.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Moving on, we had some college football.
Is it Bochy? I think it's Bochy.
Okay.
I don't know where I got Buck Showalter.
Okay, whatever. Moving on to college football, we had something happen that I thought was pretty damn interesting. Apparently, the Southern Cal's quarterback, Caleb Williams. He's projected to be the number one overall draft pick for the 2024 draft. Mm. He demands that he should have some NFL team ownership of whichever team drafts him in the draft. To which point, that happened before this weekend's games. Then USC goes out and plays Utah, a team that he has yet to beat in his college career, and they lose again on a last-second field goal. And so now the thing that's even worse than that is that now he's even possibly contemplating sitting out for the remainder of the season so he cannot get injured to affect his draft position. What do you think about that? That kind of sounds like a selfish prick of a thing to do, in my opinion.
Sounds like the Cowboys will draft him.
I don't think so. They got to be bad.
Seems like a Cowboys quarterback.
I don't know.
It's been going on. I mean, guys are sitting out the Senior Bowl. They're sitting out. They're sitting out already. Chase Young, I think, did that.
I just don't. This whole ownership in the team.
The ownership drafted, thing's stupid.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Earn
it.
This is a level of narcissism that I just can't get behind.
It's toxic.
Exactly.
It's toxic to the team.
And it becomes something in the locker room that you don't want to have to fucking put up with. Yeah. And every single NFL coach and owner kind of make your draft position go down whenever that kind of shit happens.
That may be what he wants, though, because why would you want to go to the worst team in the league?
That's true.
I mean, if you can slide down to 14 or 15, then you're already in a situation where maybe you're a quarterback away from Goodell saying that you should win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I think it's also the thing of who is drafted number one overall. Everybody remembers who that is.
He always fit it in there, man.
Great.
The last quarterback that was drafted number one overall to win the Super Bowl was Eli Manning.
I know, and he won it twice.
Right, and he technically was traded immediately. So the last one to technically that was with that team that won was Peyton Manning.
Wow.
Impressive. Because Eli was drafted by the Chargers.
Yeah. But anyways, moving on to the NFL, there's a little bit here I want to talk about. Bijan Robinson for the Atlanta Falcons ends up playing very, very little in the game. He apparently was sick. And this is, I guess, a pet peeve of mine. I think if you're gonna have a sick player and you're not gonna play them, I think that you should have to 100% release that he is not gonna play before the start of the game.
They were supposed to, I think, and that's why they're in trouble.
Ooh, are they?
I think so.
Fucking
yes.
Good.
And now it's not a push. Vegas got the under on his yards. So
oh, my God.
There's that.
That's some shit. Derek's just bringing it on this week.
Oh, I saw clips of the Philly-Miami game.
Uh-huh.
And Philly had no penalties called. Not one.
Yeah.
And then you see the replay. Miami was called for 10.
Okay.
And holy fuck. the fuck is going on?
I guess that ref, holding calls.
Oh, hands, unnecessary roughness, hands in the face. I guess the head ref of that crew was banned from refing in the ACC. Amid point shaving or point.
Yeah.
So
I will 100% admit that I think they have a serious officials issue in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit that. Now, do I think it's scripted? No. It is not scripted. Derek?
You're starting to come around, though.
No, I'm not.
A little bit.
Oh,
maybe not all the
God.
Way, but...
And you know who's...
Slowly but surely, you're like the little engine that could. You're going to get to the top of the hill eventually.
But the thing is out of all of the people that I've talked about it, you know who the fans or the fan base that will not even, they won't admit it, not a single one of these fans.
Chiefs fan.
100%. Yeah. They will not admit that they are just being given games. And it pisses me off. I had one chick at a bar, like, seriously uncomfortable and was just, like, kind of under her breath cussing me out. And I'm just like, what? And my team's getting the shit kicked out of them this week. My Lions looked awful. I know. I saw the game. It's no big deal. But, I mean, it's like, how do you not even admit that this looks fishy as fuck? Come on.
I'll show you the TikTok when we go to a break and you can see what I'm talking about with the calls that were missed. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're bad.
Well, and there were a couple that they called on Miami. One in particular where they called roughing the quarterback.
Yeah.
Roughing the passer. Holy shit.
Yeah.
No. No way, no how.
Even the
announcers are like, yeah. Even the announcers are like, oh, my God. Like, how did they call that? You know what I mean?
Like I said. Yeah. They have an officials problem. Yeah.
Did you see the Iowa-Minnesota clip? I think it was Iowa and Minnesota.
No.
Iowa was down, ran the kickback for a touchdown, like a punt or whatever, ran it back for a touchdown, and he was pointing to his defenders.
Uh-huh.
And then the ref threw the flag, said that it was an illegal fair catch call.
What?
And took the fucking touchdown away from him, and Iowa lost the game.
Oh dear God. See, that's where it really pisses me off. When officials can change the outcome of a game, it really chaps my ass.
That's part of why it's so unwatchable to me anymore.
I don't want to say it's unwatchable, but still. At least you and your Bears looked good for a game this last week. Did you watch that one?
Half of it.
Tyson Badgett, he was a backup Bagent.
Yes.
I always think of Bilbo Baggins whenever I say his name.
His dad was a professional arm wrestler.
Yeah. And he looked like a little kid. Yeah. He just looked like such a young kid.
I like that his dad was a professional arm wrestler, and then it's like on the 40-yard line in the very last play of the half, which was piss poor managed by clock management. They brought in Nathan Peterman to throw the Hail Mary.
Wow.
They're like, I know your dad was an arm wrestler, but you're a pussy. So we're going to bring in the shittiest quarterback in the last decade to throw this last ball.
But I do have a legitimate question. Let's just hypothetically say there's no script. What do you think about possibly allowing Fields to recover from his injury that he's had? Because he hasn't looked good. He's looked good very few times so far this season. Would you be okay with him trying to get rid of Fields and put more of a standard pocket passing quarterback for Chicago?
It seems like that's what they want.
Yeah.
They don't want that.
He's a white guy. Just saying. That's what you said. Gross. You said the Bears don't like.
I think that's why they. I think that's part of why they drafted
Fields. He looked good.
Yeah.
I think he looked fine.
No, and it was against the fucking Raiders, man. Come on.
That's true.
That's what they do. They look good against bad teams. Mitch Trubisky threw fucking 6 touchdowns against a shitty Bucs team. Yeah. I mean, put him against a decent defense, and he's going to suck ass.
Yeah, the answer to the question is no, you do not do that. You keep Fields out on the field.
They're going to draft somebody.
Again. Oh, God. I mean, he's got so much talent.
Maybe Caleb Williams.
Yeah, he'd fit right in, and especially if he wants a share of the Bears. Yeah. It can't be that expensive.
No, it's got to be. That's probably the cheapest way to go.
$2 billion is what they're valued at.
$2 billion? Mm-hmm. All right. All right, fine. Half a share. Half a share. That should be okay. Anyways.
I'd rather anybody than Virginia McCaskey or George McCaskey.
Hey, man, whatever. Yeah, just give it to the...
Give him the whole thing. I don't give a fuck.
Give it to the city.
Yeah. The whole fucking thing.
I did see something I thought was pretty funny. Arizona Cardinals kicker Matt Prater appeared visibly upset after the holder set up the kick with the football laces pointed out or pointed in.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, man.
Yeah.
Laces out, baby.
Did Ray Finkel not teach you anything?
Yeah, no shit, you moron. He needs to rewatch that movie. Laces out!
Oh shit! He looked so super pissed. I've seen a whole bunch of kickers kick field goals. No matter, it doesn't matter how the laces are. I'm not a professional. I don't know, but they just walked it off. Had no kind of like real, you know, reaction to it. This dude was fucking pissed. Well, yeah, because man,
dude, it doesn't happen very often.
I know, but it's
they
still...
spin it so the laces are out.
I know
because when you kick and if you get a piece of a lace.
Yeah.
It could really fucking...
He spun it, but it just didn't go all the way around.
Well,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I know. Then I guess, unfortunately, we have to move on to the Kansas City Chiefs game.
We don't have to.
On the fucking Taylor Swift Network. This is getting fucking old. I'm becoming a Kelly Clarkson fan. Did you see what she said? She's like, I just want to be able to turn on a football game and not, like, see this, you know?
I think she's hot. You keep showing her.
I mean, she's attractive, but who was, I think it was Al Michaels. He was even frustrated. He was just like, I'm not doing Hollywood now. Like, I'm not announcing that shit. Because he didn't want to do it. He wouldn't be a part of it either. And I think they have gone way overboard, and we've been talking about it and talk about it, and I'm just getting sick of it. But the thing that pissed me off the most was that it wasn't necessarily her. It was her doing a handshake with Brittany Mahomes, with Jackson Mahomes right behind him, trying to do a fucking TikTok.
Gross.
God damn it. Just that whole fucking family.
Well, I wish Jackson Mahomes would just sit on my face.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And then you shoot jizz all over Scotty's picture.
Yep, oh, that's how it's done.
Well, but it was International Tight Ends Day or something like that. So the question is, who's the best tight end of all time? Not you, JP. Quit. No. Absolutely not. Who is it?
Definitely me.
It is not you.
Absolutely is.
No. I disagree 100%.
You know, I don't want to say it, man.
That's fine. Who do you think?
Derek? Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty
good.
God,
that sucks. I hate saying that.
Why?
I throw up my mouth a little bit.
Because he's a chief?
I hate the fucking Chiefs.
I know.
But, and really, honestly, if you really want to fucking... I'm not 100% sure that Travis Kelce isn't going to take over for him. So, I mean,
that's
the top two fucking tight ends of all time could for sure end up being those two.
How about you, Derek? What do you think?
Algie Crumpler.
Okay. Algie Crumpler.
I'd say Antonio Gates.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. I'm kind of with JP, though, as much as I cannot stand the Kansas City Chiefs.
Dude, that dude was...
Antonio
and Travis Kelce is pretty fucking good too.
And that's what I was gonna say. Antonio is great, but I think Travis Kelce is the best.
I don't even think he's in the conversation.
I think he's definitely in the top five.
I don't think he's in the conversation of the best.
Oh yeah, he's definitely up there.
He's not. He's
100. He's top three to me.
And Shannon Sharp.
And Shannon Sharp would be in my top five, but not in the top three.
And just because he's like a really big humanitarian off the field, I would have said Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, absolutely. Gone forever. Bless his soul.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in power.
God, so bad. But anyways, I also think I think Travis Kelce. But the last thing I have in here just absolutely made me laugh. I figured you guys would like this. In Akron, Ohio, employees restrain a thief trying to break into a car in a junkyard by suspending the vehicle he was in 15 to 20 feet off the ground using a forklift and held him there until the police showed up.
Nice.
How do you not jump out of this fucking car?
Right. How fast? That's what I was going to say. How fast is this forklift? Because if you didn't see that coming... What the fuck are you still doing in the car, you dumb motherfucker?
I couldn't.
He just beep beep
exactly.
You're like, what the fuck's he doing?
It's
in
like
there?
Derek getting out of his fucking like recliner so at home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's just like,
the
door.
The gun noise.
Yeah,
that was. I'm gonna go get my pistol. Like, well, I'm already done shot and raped.
But seriously, I mean, what?
Not in that order.
Yeah.
But I saw the video of the police officers talking about it, and they're like, yeah, we came to the scene, and a forklift had a vehicle 20 feet up with a guy just in there trying to stay still because it's being held up by a fucking forklift.
Right, that too. You don't want to move around a lot.
You don't
want
to move around a lot.
That's true.
I mean,
man, that's genius. I want to fucking meet the forklift guy.
100%.
Like, he's like, oh yeah, break into my car, will you, you son of a bitch. Hold on, shit. I'm going to go get my forklift.
Absolutely. I just think that's fucking great. So my hat's off to whatever junkyard it was in Akron, Ohio.
Right on.
Good job.
That's like being held at gunpoint by a guy who makes bullets. Hang on, I'm going to make some bullets real quick, and then don't you dare rob me.
That's right. Shit. But anyways, that is the current events for this week. I hope you enjoyed that. But now we get to move on to the fun part of the episode. This is my favorite parts. We get to get on to overrated or underrated. We had quite a few fan submissions on this, this week, guys. We really did. And my hat's off to you, even though my hat's on. Right, Derek?
No, your hat. I let the court see that the defendant's hat is still on.
Yep. Okay, that's right.
Objection!
Fine. Okay.
Overruled.
No, overrated.
Sustained.
Got it. Okay, first one.
You can't handle the truth.
It's my favorite fucking movie of all time.
I sustained my boxers earlier.
Oh, Jesus. You have holes in your underwear, I'm guaranteeing.
Only in the back.
I'm sure. It's so fucked up, JP. All right.
Show me on the doll where he touched you.
That'd be JP pinning the tail on the donkey.
Oh, man.
I'm Show me on Scotty's face where you came.
Anyways, overrated or underrated, the metric system.
I'm trying to encourage him to just keep blurting shit out.
I know, but he runs out of ammunition quickly.
It happens.
Overrated or underrated, the metric system.
Way underrated. We should all be using the metric system.
Oh, God.
We only don't use it because everybody else in the world does, and we're American, and we think we're better than everybody. So we.
But we are.
Yeah, okay.
Not why we don't use the metric system.
Why don't we use the metric system? Because everybody else in the fucking world uses it.
Nope.
Except for Zimbabwe.
We have a foot fetish.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I see what I did there? Come on, give me a rim shot.
I see what you did there. Holy moly. My God.
It's overrated, man. I can't, no. I know. I've been raised my entire life. I know what a foot is. Here's something kind of funny. Whenever you talk about
distance. I bet he does.
Whenever you try to think in your head of something, of how many meters it is, if somebody just tells me, it's 3 football fields long, I can imagine that. I've been on a football field. But if somebody is like 560 meters, I have to do the conversion in my head that that's 5.5 football fields. And so I don't like it. Okay. I want
to
do.
God forbid you'd have to fucking think.
Yards and gallons and shit. So I'm going to say the metric system is overrated.
Okay.
Derek.
I know what a foot is, too. That's what I'm going to lose if I gain about 35 more pounds.
From the diabetes.
That's right. I'm going to go underrated.
Atta baby. Because, fuck you, Scotty.
That's right.
Because fuck you, Scotty. No other reason.
And drug dealers use it.
Yeah, right.
So
that's probably why I like it.
And they're cool. I never met a shitty drug dealer. You know, whenever there was one time, there was back when I was selling cars, that this kid had come in and he was a real fucking asshole. He was like 18 and wanted to drive all these test drive these Lexuses and all these expensive cars.
Oh yeah,
and they'd be like, "My dad doesn't play games. My dad, no, you let me take this home for the night." And we're like, "Not letting you fucking take it home, dude." And then at one point, I guess they left his keys at a different dealership, so they had to drive across town. It was just this kid was just a fucking dickhead. And so then I was looking at Facebook and a news article had popped up about a drug deal that went bad, and they showed a picture of the kid that had gotten shot in the fucking head and killed, and it was that kid.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I messaged the guy that had to test drive him around. I was like, "Is this that dude you had to drive all over the place?" And he's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Good." Which brings me back to drug dealers are cool. Drug
dealers are cool. God damn it. Wow. All right.
So underrated.
Okay, fine.
Because that kid got shot in the head and he deserved it.
That's terrible. All right, next one. Overrated or underrated, mani-pedis.
I love manis, but not pedos.
Oh, God, no. Oh,
mani-pedis.
Pedis.
Oh, I'm fucking way underrated. I wish more dudes would take care of themselves a little better. You know what I mean?
No.
Well.
No.
Well, then you're part of the problem.
I guess so. I guess I'm going to remain part of the problem.
Because you don't do it because you think it's gay.
No. I don't
you
like.
Just don't like.
I don't like people. First of all, I hate people touching my feet.
Okay.
Absolutely hate people. That is gross to me. It gives me the fucking shivers. No.
When he got his legs behind his head, you should tickle his feet.
No.
Next time I'm going to.
No.
I'm
going to
pop a toe in my mouth.
Stop. I know, I mean, I think the manis I could probably tolerate, but if you touch my feet, I'm kicking you in the fucking face. So, no, that's overrated. Derek?
You know who has a great joke about this?
Who?
Alex Ortiz.
Okay.
He has a joke about how his wife, for his 40th birthday, took him to get a mani-pedi, and he thought it sounded like a Mexican NASCAR driver. And then he tagged it with, and coming around the third turn in the uninsured F-150, mani-pedi.
Dude, that's funny.
You don't want to trade paint with Manny. That's a fucking great joke.
That's great.
That is not my
He's
joke.
He's a great dude, man.
That is Alex Ortiz's
He's
joke.
He's a funny dude.
And it's a fucking fantastic joke.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Otherwise, I'm going to say overrated, because if you're spending like $70 to paint your feet, I'll do it for $10.
Son of a bitch. That was actually a Facebook suggestion, and it cut out who that was, so I do apologize, and I will thank you personally. I'm sorry. But anyways, next one, overrated or underrated. This comes in from Facebook. This is from Christian. I believe it's pronounced Cole or Coel. He wants to know, overrated or
Cooley.
Okay. He wants to know, overrated.
I think it's Christian.
Jesus.
Christian Cooley.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christian.
Yeah. Christian. Christian Cooley. Yeah.
It's a biblical name.
Yeah. He wants to know, overrated or underrated, haunted houses.
Go ahead.
Overrated.
Okay.
I don't fucking like people jumping out at me. I'll swing.
Yeah.
Like, no bull. I don't care if it. I had one of my old bosses try to scare me, and she was about that. I about Bruce Lee 1-inch punched her. Like, that was.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don't fucking do it. I won't go.
Yeah.
I know it's actors and shit. That doesn't bother me. It's the jumping out at me. Fuck you.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's overrated. I hate this fucking holiday. But yeah, I do not like going to haunted houses. I don't like jump scares either. That's kind of my thing, because it's a fight or flight response to me, and I do not like to run away. So yeah, that's not my thing. So this is overrated.
Okay. I say underrated.
I'm sure you do.
Because I go with the oldest of my two sisters.
Yeah.
And she fucking freaks out. Dude, we'll be in a pack of people, and she don't care who she grabs. It could be like a 12-year-old kid. As soon as she sees something, she grabs somebody and throws them at that thing while she goes the other way. Like, dude, it's amazing. I love, love, love going to haunted houses with my sister. It is, dude. She grabbed this poor little boy one time. He had to have been 9. This clown comes from out from behind a hay bale and has one of those horns.
Uh-huh.
She just fucking immediately grabs this kid and fucking throws him at this clown while she fucking runs the other way. Dude, it's amazing.
Your sister's got to be one of those people who starts taking off her shoes whenever they're getting really close to a bear, and the person looks at, why are you taking your shoes off? I run faster whenever I have no shoes on. You can't outrun a bear. I can outrun you.
Yes, dude, it's amazing. I love it.
By one of those horns, do you mean like a bugle?
No.
Like the clown is like.
No, like the old time fucking bicycle.
Yeah,
horns.
I know what you're talking about.
Fuck, yeah.
I just think a clown with a bugle is funny.
Clowns with bugles is great.
Yeah. Next one. This comes in from Facebook as well. This is from Alex Gust. He wants to know.
A clown with a didgeridoo.
He wants to know.
You do a mean didgeridoo, sir. You took me there. I'm not going to lie. Holy shit.
All right, overrated or underrated? Alex Gust wants to know, overrated or underrated, coordinated couples Halloween costumes.
How many times are you going to say overrated or underrated in that sentence?
I have to do it every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we asking the question about?
Coordinated couple Halloween costumes. Yeah.
What about them, though?
Overrated or underrated?
Oh, okay.
It's a thing. Derek
but
forgets.
But which is it? Is that what we're trying to figure out?
Yeah, 100%.
Which one we think. Uh-huh. But there's no real right answer. It's just whatever I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Between, okay. What are the choices again?
I'm going to fucking stab you with a pen. I'm going to start
Or what's the other choice? Stab me with a pen or?
JP?
JP, okay.
Stab me with a JP. Take the pen, bro. It's going to be a lot less stressful.
I'm taking the pen.
Yeah. What do you think?
Way underrated.
Really?
Yeah, because I like it. I like how, dude. I'm a fan. I'm gay. We love Halloween. It's like our Christmas. So you know, that's why I love and costumes, like couples costumes and shit. Man, they're cool.
Some of them are funny.
Some of them are awesome.
Some of them are fun.
Some of them suck, but
yeah.
I say in general underrated. I wish more people would get together and do costumes.
This one's really tough for me.
Yeah.
Because I fucking hate Halloween. Yeah, I really hate Halloween.
You hate everything because you're a douche.
But like I...
Black people, no, Halloween.
Shut the fuck up.
Black people.
No.
Asian people.
Stop!
Italian-Americans.
I legit...
Samoans.
God damn it. I literally...
Haitians.
Fijians.
Fijians. Nobody likes Fijians. Okay. Sorry, man. We're real dicks.
At least we're not racist.
Touche.
Neither am I! You fucking pricks! Jesus Christ.
I know, Scotty. You tell us he was white all the time.
Yeah, right. Yep. We get it.
Motherfucker. I'm going to just say that they're overrated, I guess. And fuck it.
All right.
Fuck it. Yeah. I mean,
he's giving up.
We broke him.
It finally happened. 4 years. We finally broke him.
No, I'm just annoyed. It's like, God, do you ever shut the fuck up? It's ridiculous.
No.
Anyways, no. I know he doesn't. I know he doesn't.
I also don't.
But you humor him. It's your fault, too.
I try pushing him. I'm not going to lie. It was definitely something I was doing.
Like, and it's like...
I love it.
I know. And it's like, God damn it. I want to try to be supportive and make him think he's funny, but it just... It's fucking not.
Wow. This went way off the rails.
I really love it.
He's at it.
He's pissed. It's like, well, I mean, come on. It's fucking annoying. It's absolutely ridiculously annoying. God,
we should do this more.
Yeah. I had to dress up as my wife in a coordinated Halloween costume, and I fucking hated that too. And so, but on Christmas, I'm way down. If it's Christmas costumes, I'm in. But if it's Halloween, fuck
Christmas costumes.
Yeah. If I have to dress up like Clark Griswold, I'm fucking in.
Okay.
But I'm out on Halloween.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and go, you fat son of a bitch.
I think he's talking to you, Derek.
Pass.
Yeah, I don't
know. Pass till I get some respect. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You have so much else to say. Figured that you can't shut your mouth for 5 minutes.
I want you to go ahead. He is fucking off the rails. He is frazzled.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm serious.
No, I'm fine. I'll really want you to. I'll let you answer mine, too.
I will start drawing all over you. Just go.
Should I go?
Moving on.
All right.
Now we get to move on to the next one. This comes in from Facebook. This is Bradley Hovland. Overrated or
Hovland.
Hovland?
Bradley.
Bradley I'm sorry.
Bradley Hovland.
Hovland. Got it. He wants to know.
You know, for the Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Was it underrated or overrated, do you think?
Couples costumes. Yeah, I think I'll go with overrated.
Okay.
Because my wife won't do the other part of the costume.
She
will not be the back half of the centaur.
Right, I was going to say the back half of the centaur.
She will not do it.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Awesome. All right, Scotty, we're done with that one. Next.
I'm going to fucking kill both of you. In your sleep.
Just do it now.
Actually, JP, I'll kill you in your sleep. That way it's like painless and you can't feel anything because you keep on making. But no, I will torture him. I will fucking put him in those fucking.
Dude, I'm sitting next to you. You're already torturing me.
I will starve him to death. I will not let him eat.
Starve him. Yeah. That's going to take a while.
I'm telling you. That's why it's going to take the longest. So his fat fucking face, you know, just not feeding him anything. It'll be great. Oh, man.
You really got him. I got him worked up now.
This is fantastic.
I agree.
Anyways, Bradley wants to know.
Bradley.
Bradley wants to know. Overrated or underrated televised bowling?
Oh, way underrated, bro. Are you kidding me? Bowling's the shit.
Yeah.
Right? Underrated.
Overrated, Derek.
Yeah, of course you say overrated, dude.
It's fucking stupid.
Golf.
Absolutely. You
overrated.
You waste ESPN's time. Put that shit on the Ocho. Quit fucking taking up. I would much rather watch anything. I mean, other than the WNBA.
The show?
Huh?
This show?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Oh, yeah, 100%. But the WNBA is the only thing I would not watch other than bowling. Like, I would much rather watch bowling than WNBA.
Wow.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Derek,
what?
I would love to see Derek, like fucking go sliding down a bowling lane into some fucking stuck pins. In the ball. Absolutely. Fucking. I'd like to see Derek try to fit out of the thing that the ball comes out of. Like, I want to see him come out of that.
To be fair, an infant can't really fit in there either.
I know, it'd be great.
I've tried it.
I'm sure.
I've tried it.
Yeah.
Threw my baby down there once.
Slim you down,
get
you fat
my ball.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But no, Derek, what do you think?
About what?
Moving on. We get to go on to the next segment because Derek is a dick.
You know, I'm going to go underrated on the televised bowling.
Which one? The televised bowling. Yeah, yeah, for sure underrated.
Especially if they do the trick shots. Have you seen
they're fun.
That?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Man, that was a good segment. I hope we can do more like that.
Okay, great. Because now we get to move on to your favorite segment.
It is my favorite.
That's where we draw the line again.
It's time to cut your bullshit. This is my favorite segment. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Fine. But anyways, yes, this is That's Where I Draw the Line.
Whoa.
I think we found where Scotty drew the line.
All of them are from you guys. All of you guys send these in. You guys did a great job this week. Yeah. So we're going to, speaking of bowling.
Yeah. Weird.
Weird. The first one comes in from Instagram. This is John Bowling.
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 Mm-hmm. Joan.
Joan Bowling.
Joan Bowling. He wants to know, how many car accidents before you are banned from driving?
Here or in Asia? It matters.
It does?
Yeah.
United States.
Oh, two.
Two?
Yeah.
Two.
That are your fault.
Yeah, that's the big
question. That are your fault. Whose two fault that are it? Your fault.
Okay.
Because you're a fucking moron and you shouldn't be on the road.
Oh, I mean...
Two.
Wow, two?
Two.
I'll give you, well...
Two.
After the age of 18, two. After the age of 18, I'll say two.
I'll say even before that, two.
Well, now you can't drive, I don't think, until you're 18, can you?
I don't know.
What's that rule?
You can't fuck them unless... Yep, it's 18.
Is it 18?
It's 18.
Okay. I'll go three. Three is what I'll give you.
Okay.
Especially over the age of, like... 40.
Only if you give it to me twice.
Yeah. Over the age of 40, you get two. That's what I think it should be. You get one.
Age restrictions.
Yeah, that's what I think it should be.
You're ageist.
How about you, JP? How about you? What'd you say? You said two total?
A long time ago. Oh. I was the first one to say it.
Oh, okay.
I think Derek is who you're asking.
No, I was asking you again. Next one.
you can answer one. For me.
I'll answer for Derek.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
You're my puppet.
Oh, two.
Two.
Yeah, but if you're drunk, then they don't count.
Then they don't count at all. Yes, that's smart. That's just good fucking thinking.
That's a mulligan because you weren't in the right frame of mind.
Yeah, right.
Perfect. Next one, That's Where I Draw the Line. This comes in from Facebook. This is from Jedediah Lindblom. What do you think? What do you think that is? JP?
Pete. Pete Lindblom.
Pete Lindblom. Yep, looks right.
Jedediah.
They call Lindblom. Him Jedediah for short.
Lindblom, I think is actually how you pronounce it. We'll go with that. He wants to know, at what point do you lose your shit when, I'm sorry, at one point, what point do you lose your shit towards your significant other telling you how to drive? Like, what's the breaking
I'm
point?
A shitty driver, so normally, even whether it's my significant other or... a friend or whoever I have in the passenger seat, they have to tell me like, oh, you got to get off here. You got to go. So it didn't bother me.
I don't, I don't think I would lose my shit. I roll my eyes when my wife like has that gasp whenever something happens.
Oh, that's the worst. If you just tell me or you grab.
You grab the ocean handles.
My mom does that shit. She's like,
yeah, exactly. And I'm
like, what the fuck are you? What is wrong?
And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, I get that.
I'm 100 yards away. Calm the fuck down. But no, I won't ever cut her off or tell her to shut up because she's actually saved our lives a couple of times.
There you go.
So I got to be honest, my wife's very good at that. So
very well.
Anyways. All right. Next one.
I'm cool. This is great. I'm loving this.
This is my favorite episode. Yeah, I'll do this every week.
I hate this so much. Derek, what is yours?
When my wife like goes, Derek, like, you're going to make me what?
That's going to make me
crash. Like, that's going to make me fucking crash. You're going to make me slam on the brakes when you fucking stop.
Yeah.
Now, her, I lose my shit because she takes forever to fucking turn. So she will have, there'll be a car a fucking quarter mile away, and she's going to wait on that car.
So my ex used to do this thing where he would only turn into, like, going the same way. He wouldn't turn against traffic. So, like, if we needed to go left, he would go right and go around the block to get back. He would not turn against traffic.
It's both for her.
Yeah.
She, I'm like, was she, I asked her mom, I was like, was she ever in like a bad accident? And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, that's God why. Damn it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can go. You can still go. Still go. Like, go. You're like
grabbing her knee and shoving it down onto the fucking gas. Yeah.
Or I'll be like, it's green. Like, I am bad. I will passenger drive with her like a motherfucker. I'm like, drive like an asshole like me. Like,
I am passive aggressive. I will have her. You know what? Pull over to Quick Trip here real quick. And then
just jump in.
I'll switch.
Will you go in and get me a Dr. Pepper when she comes back out? You're the driver's seat.
No, go ahead and have a seat.
Or you're just gone.
Yeah.
That I'm too. Walking. That works too.
Yeah. All right. Next one. That's where I draw the line. This comes in from Facebook. This is Derek Hill. He spells his name right too.
Actually, I think that's Derek. Derek, like the Dolphins guy. Derek Hill.
Derek Hill. Uh-huh. Okay, got it.
He's fast too. He's just very like fast. All Dereks.
Probably. He wants to know, what's the max you should spend on a sex toy?
Nothing.
Right.
God gave you two hands.
Well, not only that, but do you know how many things you can put up your ass? And they're not necessarily for that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's... I wouldn't waste my money.
I guess anything's a sex toy if you're brave enough.
If you're brave enough, you're right. Yep. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
He's serious. Smell this pen.
No! I don't want to do it! Stop it! No!
There, I've seen that on the innocent things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know, but Derek pushed something. I don't know.
I didn't push anything.
Oh, maybe you did. I don't know. I think if you can, like, they're supposed to be coming out with some, like, really sophisticated sex dolls that, like, will do chores and shit in the future.
That's the one I want.
There you go. If it could cook me dinner and clean my house, then I'd spend money on it.
That seal's never been broken.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
God damn, can it vacuum.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, I am currently paying 10 years of my life, and she's still expensive. So that's how much I'm paying. It's unlimited
amount. I see what you did there. You're talking about your wife. Sure am. She's your sex toy.
She is.
That's gross.
I know. But poor thing. You talk about doing things in your butt, and I talk about regular sex, and that's gross. Gross.
Yeah, please stop.
Disgusting. This is a children's show.
Over the line.
Yeah.
I object.
Sustained.
Okay. Next one. This comes in from Tommy Lesher.
Toomey.
Lesher.
Lesher.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that.
I'm pretty sure.
From Facebook, he wants to know, at what point would you allow a person to use the mobility scooters at Walmart?
I don't understand what that is even.
Oh, no. At what point are you finally like, okay.
Never. I'm throwing the stop sticks out.
Okay. That person can use a scooter. But you heavily fat fucking people that use obesity as your excuse for a mobility scooter at Walmart.
I don't go to the
store. Fuck you.
Yeah, you do. We talked about it already on your week recap.
Yeah, sure I'm not allowed to go back.
You've got a whole mobility scooter full of Reese's, you told us.
He's got a custom one.
Only you're allowed to have home mobility.
Derek brings his own scooter.
Custom scooter.
Fuck yeah, he does. Sure does. Goddamn right he does.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Absolutely.
Where do you draw the line? Like, who should be able to use it?
Yeah, who should be able to use it? I think definitely elderly need to be able to use it.
Anybody that needs it. If you're just that fat that you can't walk around the store.
Five people go to Walmart. At the same time, there's only one mobility scooter. Where do you draw the line of like, okay, that's ridiculous. You can't get one. I think the people who are severely obese, they know. You need to walk around Walmart. That's what that's for.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one scooter and five people need it, I'm taking the scooter. Fuck
driving
you!
Off, yeah, driving off
driving
like this.
Out, at record forklift speed.
Yeah. That's funny.
But yeah, I think if it's the elderly, absolutely, I think they need to. I think it'd be funny if the other four were elderly and they just somehow like Tetris themselves onto that scooter and drove each other all over the Walmart. That'd be great. Next one, last one. This comes in from Facebook. This is Adrian Marquez. No, what is it?
I'm not racist. It's Adrian Marquez.
Adrian Marquise.
Okay.
Adrian, I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
Adrian Marquez wants to know, at what point do you leave the stadium when your team is getting blown out?
You never leave.
Never.
You could witness the greatest comeback ever.
Yeah, you never know.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Don't leave. Why would you leave?
What the?
You're supporting your team, man.
The ALCS, Yankees-Red Sox, that game?
That's a good one.
Dude, so many people left.
Yeah, they were down like five or six with Rivera on the fucking mound.
Yeah.
I would say in a basketball game, if I was in Fog Allen with KU playing Wichita State and they were beating them by 20 with 10 minutes left, I'm out.
Oh, I'm heckling even harder. Like when it's dead silent when they're shooting their free throws, I'll just be like, bitch!
Okay. That's fine.
I did that at Wichita State I was like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Now I'll root for Wichita State, but back then I was just wanted to be an asshole.
Yeah, weird. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like you.
Yeah.
All right. That's where I draw the line. Now we get to move on to questions and Spanish questions.
Pregnant questions.
Pregnant questions.
My second favorite.
Yeah. I've got two from Taylor Morosky. She has a fucking list that she sends me every week, and I can't even respond because I'm just like, some of these we've done, some of them we haven't, but oh well, I appreciate it, Taylor. First one from her is, which fictional character would have been great on Jerry Springer?
Snow White.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because like she's abusing 7 disabled dwarves.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you've got... Happy, who's definitely got Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
100%.
You'd think it'd be dopey, but he's like just totally like nonverbal.
Yeah.
And then you've got a narcoleptic.
Yeah.
Sleepy. Bashful, severe anxiety disorder.
100%. Yeah.
Doc's got to be high functioning autistic.
Yep.
100%. Who else are we missing? We got a guy with severe anger issues.
Yeah. Huh.
And who might be depressed.
Probably.
And then what's the 7th one? Sleepy, happy, dopey.
Corny.
Doc.
Horny. No, that's the highly functioning autistic.
Oh, my
horny.
Bad.
Bashful. No,
horny Glenn. The dwarf.
Glenn. It was Glenn.
Fucking Glenn.
God damn it.
And he's a schizo.
Yeah, yeah, there's just...
There's a lot of things wrong with Glenn.
There he is.
But, yeah, whatever one I'm missing, he's fucking retarded, too. There's something
Actually, I'm kind of going a similar route. I'm going with everybody in Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Piggy's depressed, or Piglet. Piglet's depressed. Eeyore's depressed. Oh, no. Piglet's, I think, on, like, I don't know. But all of them have something. Fucking Tigger's on speed. Like,
what'd you just say?
Watch the hard R, Scotty.
Yeah, easy, buddy.
Tiga's on speed. Tiga's on speed.
He sings Rack City. Right. 10, 10, 10, 10, 20's on the titties, bitch.
No, but Tigger is
He's a motherfucking star.
Some shit.
Star.
But I think that'd be great. I think that and Tony the Tiger from Frosted Flakes, I think, would be great.
All right.
Now, he's growing tired of this shit.
Not to be confused with Tony the Tiger.
Who sings Rex City?
Frost on them flakes, bitch.
JP, how about you?
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I don't got an answer for this one.
Oh, man, you're letting me down.
I know. I'm sorry.
Next question Taylor has is strange things Scotty, Derek, and JP say in their sleep.
Deeper, daddy, please.
That's JP. That's what he says.
Nope, that's Scotty.
Oh, fuck!
Fooled you.
No.
No, that might be me.
It is.
Okay.
I know, I'm right next
to
you.
Yeah. I have said that.
I'm sure.
I don't remember saying it, but I can't imagine I have not said it, so.
Yeah. I really don't know. I really have absolutely no idea. I figured you would probably say something gay over there, JP, and that's fine. Derek, I hope he thinks of something like...
I'll take 2 double cheeseburger meals, a large order of onion rings, apple pies.
Who'd have thought that was going to come out of somebody's mouth?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Absolutely.
So original, guys.
No, I think it's more of like... I think it's more like, I wish my comedy was good so people would actually like me.
Dude, you're talking about the funniest person in Wichita, Kansas.
Because all the good people had already won the award. Hmm. But anyways, how about you, Derek?
Valid.
It's not wrong.
Save me, Wu-Tang Clan.
Save me, Wu-Tang Clan.
We had somebody at work today. I'm going to say his name. I've never met him. His name's Richard Chambers. And they're like, hey, Richard Chambers, this guy's here to see Richard Chambers. And I was like, isn't that one of the guys from the Wu-Tang Clan? And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you know, you had Old Dirty Bastard, RZA, Ghostface Killah, Raekwon, Method Man, GZA, Inspecta Deck, Capadonna, You God, Masta Killah, and Richard Chambers. I was pretty proud of that.
That's
one.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anyways, next one. I got another one from Derek Hill, who's Derek Hill.
Yeah.
Heil.
No, Scotty says that's Scotty's line.
No.
That is Scotty's line.
No. Derek Hill from Facebook wants to know, what's a costume that would get you in trouble into an What's a costume that would get you called into the HR office at a Halloween party at work?
Sexy burn victim.
Yeah. Oh shit, anything blackface.
A good one.
Anything.
That'll do it.
I mean, I guess like military, if you're military, that's okay. It's true.
Scotty won't do blackface because he doesn't want to hate himself anymore.
No, right. So he wouldn't know how to even react.
So fucked up. Ugh.
Anything where I have my dick out.
Anything?
I do a lot of them. Like sexy nurse with my dick out.
If you did the
police officer with my dick out.
The drag queen, I think that would be.
They would send me to HR.
100%.
They wouldn't even know it was me. I look good.
Burn victim with your dick out.
Burn victim with my dick out.
Oh, yep. God. That's so awful. All right. Thank you, Derek, for your.
Yes, Derek.
Next Thank one you. Comes in from Instagram. This is from Michael Bowerman.
Mikhail Bowerman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He wants to know.
You got it, JP.
You do.
Thank you.
Rejected names for a new Plan B pill.
Fuck a pill. Just grab a coat hanger.
Oh, God.
I mean, way cheaper.
They're plastic. And you can reuse them. Tougher.
Yeah, they're tougher. You can't bend them like you used to. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Whoops.
Whoops. Did you fuck up again? Well, then you should take whoops.
That's right. Let's see. The breakup was the other one I had. How about you, Derek?
Lifesavers?
Yeah. Lifesavers. I like it.
I do. I like it.
It's a double pun.
Yeah. It really is. That's fantastic.
Oh man. Because, you're getting rid of the baby. But you're saving your own life.
Right.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? Yeah.
You're a martyr.
Yeah. Okay. Yikes. And
I don't know what that means.
That's okay. last but certainly not least, that's because you're dumb. Last but certainly not least, there's nothing a woman hates more than blank.
Herself.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they can't even like each other. There's no way they can even like themselves.
That's true.
You know what I mean? There's no way.
God, damn, that's so true. It's sad.
Nothing more that a woman hates than herself.
And she
takes that out on every fucking body. Fucking women.
I mean,
except for you, Taylor. Thank you for all the suggestions. You're great.
And pink.
Yeah. And pink.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would just. Mm.
But it's 100%. I mean, guys, you ever notice that guys would legitimately get into a fist fight at work and then be fine 15, 20 minutes later?
Absolutely. Not women. They will hold that shit for years, bro.
Yeah.
You would think she moved away and then she would fucking show up and slash your tires and fucking.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd think she was in another state. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, fucking women.
I put peace and quiet.
I like that.
Peace and quiet is something that they obviously hate because she never shuts the fuck up and always wants to start a fight.
Okay.
That's mine. Derek?
Being called a cunt?
Yeah, they don't like that. It's a good call.
There's a trick here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The way to avoid that is to not be a cunt.
Maybe.
If you try that.
Try that.
Yeah.
See how that
you're going to be shocked at the results.
Try that on. See how it fits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's pretty tough. It comes as a characteristic for 80% of them.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
I guarantee if there's more than one woman that listens to this show and they hear that word, they just went, Like,
oh, yeah.
Good. You think Taylor likes it?
I don't know her.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But I'm guessing that she has a sense of humor if she listens to this show.
Absolutely.
She's still probably a cunt. But, I mean, a funny cunt.
That made me. That was like a hard R. That was,
oh. But a funny one. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
I'm sure she's not.
Taylor Morosky. Yeah, Morosky.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not.
Oh, no,
she's probably not. The one woman that's not.
Probably.
I'm sure of it.
Her and Pink.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep, that's okay, it.
That's fair.
Maybe
enough.
Sheer.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that
Sheer.
Is...
Sheer.
Sheer. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Questions and Pregundas for this week. Thank you guys so much for all of your suggestions for this week's segment. We really do appreciate it. But now we get to move on to a very popular part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines Draft. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines Draft. I think Derek won. Didn't you win?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. With the air compressor.
I think he won by a lot. Actually, I got last, I think.
Actually, no, I think I won.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
I definitely didn't. I was last. I stopped looking after the first day.
I know. I think everybody just initially thought, like, why the fuck would you draft an air compressor? Then they voted, and then they listened to the episode and then didn't change their vote, because I think Derek definitely won with the air compressor. But there are...
I voted for him.
Oh, no, he did win. He did win with the air compressor, yeah.
I voted for him.
Fuck. All right, so Derek gets the win with the fucking air compressor. And I got second. JP got third. And that's okay, buddy. That's totally...
You can't win them all.
That's totally fine. But anyways, this week's draft is going to be a different kind of battle royale. I got this idea. We got so many people that send us suggestions about things with WWE, underrated or overrated WWE. And we've had so many things about WWE on this show. And so, of course, it's underrated, but it's a different era of the shit that we liked.
I think we should all oil up and wrestle.
No, thank you. I sincerely do not want to do that. But no, this week's draft is going to be our favorite celebrity cameos or appearances who have celebrities who have appeared in WWE or WCW. JP, you get this week's first pick of the draft. Who do you have as your favorite celebrity appearances in WWE?
I'm going to have to go with Donald Trump.
You fucking son of a bitch.
I'm going to have to go with the man.
He shaved his head,
yeah,
man.
Yep, he sure fucking did. He looked happy as fuck doing it, dude. It was like the highlight of his fucking year that year. I guarantee it.
I never thought you would take that first. Oh, man.
Yep.
Wow.
Gotta go with it, man.
Oh, son of a bitch. Well, I guess in that case, I'm going to go with my favorite probably of all time, and that is going to be the Worm, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. That's a good one, man. Yeah, that's a good one.
NWO. Yeah. And I liked the NWO, so I'm going to go Dennis Rodman is my number one pick. Derek, you get two in a row.
Mr. T.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Good one. Yep, that's a great one. I knew that would be like your favorite, though.
And then Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, that's another good one. God damn it. I figured that these guys wouldn't go until later.
Yeah, that's kind of why we started, you know, I want to get it out, because sometimes I try to save shit and you take it.
That
pisses me off.
Well, in that case, I'm just going to stick with basketball players, and I'm going to go with Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal, baby.
Shaq Diesel.
That's right. So, yeah, and then you get two over there, JP.
LT.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Well, that was a really
fun
dude. That
fucking flying elbow was legit,
dude. I agree.
Yeah, yep. So, okay.
And Cyndi Lauper.
Okay, you can have that one.
Yeah, I almost saved it for last.
Well, I think that was
a
little bit.
I didn't think you guys would pick it.
It was a little bit out of my time. So
okay, good. Good for you, man. Thanks for calling me old, you dick.
Older than shit.
Great.
I am going to go ahead, though, and take something that surprised the shit out of me. I ask people at like work or personal friends, like, is this a good draft? And they always surprise me with one that comes up, and then I have to look it up and watch it. I'm going to go with Drew fucking Carey. Dude, it was actually really good. I got to admit. Right. So I'm going to go Drew Carey. I didn't watch it live or anything like that, but I looked it up, and whoa, I was actually impressed.
All right.
Derek, you get two in a row.
Mike Tyson.
Yep.
Good one.
That's a great one. Fuck. That's DX, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay.
And I'll go way old school. I'll stick with boxing. Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, that was the other one. Son of a bitch. Good pick. Okay. Well, in that case, I am reaching for shit. I can't pick them both, so I'm going to have to – you know what? I'll do this. I'm going to go Steve-O.
Okay.
Steve-O was alongside Johnny Knoxville, same thing, so I'll take that. JP, these are your last two.
Floyd Mayweather and Snoop Dogg.
Mayweather and Snoop Dogg. All right, that's fine.
The Mayweather one was fucked up, dude. That was awesome.
Well, I like your Snoop pick. That's
yeah,
that's
I fucking got to pick Snoop.
Okay, I am not a huge like Saturday Night Live fan anymore. I just don't think it's near as good as it was what it used to be. But there's only one real fucking like clip that I like to watch, and I would tune in if I paid attention. But I love Michael Che.
Yeah.
I love Colin Jost.
Yeah.
So I got to pick one of those guys because they were in it together. So I will pick Mikey Che.
All right.
I'll pick Che.
I could get behind that.
I want to put them together though because I don't know how good they would be without each other. I mean that's just my opinion. But anyway, Derek, this is your last and final pick. What do you got?
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, good that's. One. That's yeah. a good one. Is she still wrestling though?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know either. But
I guess there are some definite like honorable mentions though. I know Pee Wee Herman was one.
Ah shit! How'd I miss fucking Andy Kaufman?
Andy Kaufman. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Damn it.
There was Arquette. What was his name?
David Arquette.
I didn't realize he was. I mean, I knew he was a huge like. Wrestling fan because they made Ready to Rumble back in the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Karl Malone.
I totally forgot about the mailman. Ah, that is a good one. But yeah, I think you stole it with
Taylor Swift.
Mike Tyson. Nope, I don't think she ever appeared.
Not yet.
Not yet. Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee was on there too. That's right.
God damn it. That's a great one. Son of a bitch. That's a great one. That's a great pick. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to facebook.com/laughingonthesidelines, Twitter @LOTsidelines, and vote for the list that has your favorite celebrities who made an appearance on WCW or WWE at any point in time. And whoever wins, I don't know, get something.
There's also Bonesaw McGraw.
No, Bonesaw McGraw. Yeah. Who the fuck is Bonesaw McGraw?
He was the guy in the Spider-Man movies. He wrestled as Randy Savage in
Fair enough. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation of the Week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation, brought to you by JP. He's magical.
I am magically delicious. I'm magically delicious.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, you never tried.
I don't care. I don't want to try.
Okay. That's don't just, knock it till you try it.
Nope. I think that's one I can pretty much knock. So I'm going to go no. But yes, this week's Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation is, would you rather... Every time somebody is pronouncing your name, they pronounce it incorrectly. Or anytime you
What's
try to
the other one?
Is there another one or is that the only choice?
This next one. Anytime.
Come on, get to the point.
You try to talk.
What happens?
Somebody interrupts you.
Who?
You two fuckers.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Anytime you try to talk.
I bet I know your answer.
You get interrupted.
Is it Scotty?
Is it Scotty? Scotty Greeman? Scotty Greeman.
Yeah.
We'll let you go first because I already know your answer.
Well, I have one of those weird last names, and I think it's pronounced wrong all the time, yeah, and so. I've had to deal with it, and I fucking hate it, but nothing pisses me off more than getting interrupted on a regular basis. So, yeah, I'm taking that one.
Okay.
Derek?
I'm going to go with, I would rather be interrupted.
Really?
Yes.
Because you have that as a last name, too.
I have a last name that gets mispronounced. It has been all my life. It's been misspelled on anything that I've owned. It has been just fucking completely butchered.
Listeners of the show still spell your name wrong.
Oh, dude, I've had people put me down as a reference on job applications. I would rather be interrupted because at that point, it's just a choose your own adventure. I had a trainee that did that, and she would just keep finishing and interrupting my sentences. So I just like, yep, that's right. That you were correct. And just let it. Well, this is going to be an interesting training style.
Because fair enough.
You're going to pick how this goes.
Okay. Yep, I understand. How about you, JP?
I definitely rather people mispronounce my name. I mean,
how fucked I have up this is one guy JP, that, two letters.
Yeah, J-pa. I mean, you know, yeah, yeah. This one guy kept pronouncing it faggot. I don't understand it. I don't understand why, but it didn't bother me too much.
That's weird, too, because it's your dad. He named right. you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, yeah. I didn't want to bring it up, but now that you brought it up.
Yeah.
Fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. Do we have any shows? Well, I know we have is the Funniest Person in Wichita still going on?
Still yeah. going on.
Yep.
Okay.
Every Wednesday at Vorshay's.
JP?
Derek and I are going to do the Funniest Person third round.
Third round? Going together?
What's going to happen? Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We're both going up on the third round.
I mean... I think...
I don't think I'm allowed.
Together, we're going to be like the new Laurel and Hardy. Guess which one I am?
I don't,
Hardy.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that right? Yep. Okay, that's yep. fair. But yeah, everyone...
You're Laurel.
You get that bet Laurel got so much ass.
You know he did, dude.
Yeah.
Laurel was tearing that pussy up.
Wednesday nights at Vorshay's Lounge here in Wichita. Funniest Person in Wichita. Go check it out. I know that there's a lot of potential is what I've been at least told.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to go.
There really is.
They wouldn't let me in the door. They said, get the fuck out of here.
You were on the list.
Of what?
To not let in.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
You must be this tall.
I should be on the list. You're absolutely right.
You are. Oh, there you are. Now I see you.
You should go to the loony bin.
Yeah. Anyways. I hope you guys had an excellent time listening to the show. Derek, I hope you have a good time on your vacation to Chicago.
I'm pumped.
Enjoy it. And guys, thank you guys so very much for sharing this episode and these clips. We sincerely do appreciate it. Believe it or not, the show continues to grow, which is awesome. So keep doing what you're doing. And as we always like to say, guys, do us a favor if you like us and tell your friends. But if you don't like us...
We hope you get ran over by a pack of mobility scooters.
If you don't like us...
Tell your enemies.
And until next time, guys...
Built Ford Tough.
If you don't, until next time...
Keep laughing, assholes.
We will see y'all later. Take care.